Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Tom. And this week on Flash in the Pan, we can't believe that Mario is fucking dead.
We grew up in a world of online animation. And we're digging you out for your consideration. Bringing you the tunes that made us who we are. Flash in the Pan. Flash in the Pan.
Welcome back to Flash in the Pan. Welcome back. This is episode 3, and welcome back.
I know how to count to 3.
I'm very proud of you.
That's on me being funny worked. I've broken him.
Fuck's sake.
I've thrown you now, haven't I? I really threw you for a loop. I threw a real curveball.
How could you do this to me? Our third episode. Right. I'm Tom.
I'm Alex.
And this is a podcast where we delve into the spooky, cobweb-strewn cupboards of long-forgotten internet yesteryear and dredge up the great uncle's photo album of interesting and fascinating animated content.
Yes.
And we've got a video game special of sorts.
Not on purpose,
but the dice told us to do it.
We rolled some dice, and then we're like, what number corresponds to... Oh, it's all video games.
Yep. So, we are going to start things off with a classic of video game satire, The Decline of Video Gaming by the Super Flash Brothers.
Yeah, all these games are crap. I'd have more fun watching paint dry.
Red, come on, blue! Red. Blue, come on, Blue, dry like you mean it.
And we're back. That was The Decline of Video Gaming.
It was.
A thrilling and uncompromising vision of the future from way, way back in 2004.
A simpler time.
So Alex, as the most gamer person sitting at this microphone,
yeah.
How about you start us off?
Well, some of the stuff they said actually was like alarmingly correct.
Yeah.
Like, you still have all the Mario Karts and tennis and golf.
I'm really looking forward to Mario Does the Weekly Shopping.
Then they had like fucking Mario Does the Weekly Mario Accountancy.
Yeah. Mario sets the VCR.
That was a genuinely good joke.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think the story of this particular cartoon is about a dozen genuinely very good jokes.
And then some just real...
And I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, they've got a good idea for a really amazing joke, and they kind of just piss it up the wall.
So, okay, stuff that was good. The Final Fantasy giant box with all the Roman numerals.
That was very funny.
That was adorable. Yes. I do like just some of the phrasing that they used, like The Legend of Zelda and the lampshade of no real significance.
Yes.
That's just cute.
But then the actual bit...
It wasn't very good.
No.
It was interesting. That bit was all... Instead of tween animation and stuff, that was all, like, nicely frame by framed with a cute little link.
Yeah, it definitely stands out as being different from, like, everything else in that video.
Yeah. I think the overall theme that video gaming was in decline, that its best years were behind it in 2004, it's really, really cute.
Yeah, it is. It's so adorable to look back at now.
Yeah.
Especially considering, like, the state of some stuff.
Just endless sequels.
Yeah.
Rushed products. Mm-hmm. Companies not really caring what they put out. You know, the same content released over and over again.
Nothing changes.
Although, come to think of it, like, 2004, that's before the rise of digital gaming proper.
Yeah.
That's before Steam became a big thing. It's before GOG. It's before the indie boom.
Oh, long before GOG, Steam was picking up Steam.
Hey! Well,
God damn it. I was like, pick another word. You can't.
You're in the pocket of big Steam. I knew it.
2004, though, is when Halo 2 came out, so it's a load of shite.
Yeah, they didn't mention any Xbox games, did they? There was just...
Obviously, they consider the Xbox to be a lower being.
Yeah, it's not worthy, not even of their scorn. It's just the Xbox. What a...
They're just trying to cash in.
Yeah, yeah. I am... I really liked the presumptiveness of what they expected, say, Tomb Raider to become.
Which, again, was slightly accurate.
Which was slightly accurate.
Because like, skill tree in both.
And as far as I'm aware, neither of the newer games stooped to the obvious joke level of, by the way, she's got boobs.
No.
Alex, you know Lara Croft?
Yeah.
I've heard...
Uh-huh.
She's got boobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you know where I heard that?
Where did you hear
Every
that?
Single video, article, Flash animation, and playground joke to do with Tomb Raider since I was 6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lara Croft's a girl with boobs.
Yeah, it was, honestly, for 2004, it was nice that they were able to get an actual lady to voice Lara Croft.
Yeah.
So, we haven't really addressed this, but Flash animations, especially in the early years, were kind of a sausage fest.
Oh yeah, they were very male-dominated.
Very, very male-dominated. Mm-hmm. And it's not that common to get female characters voiced by women.
No.
Or,
it's usually a man doing...
Doing his best sort
a
of...
A high-pitched voice.
Yeah. At best and at worst, it's, you know, your Monty Python...
Yeah.
Your Monty Python Terry Jones screeching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I had a lot of fun looking through the comments for this video.
Boy.
Because it's a video about video games, and it's about the future of video games. So we've got some really nice feedback here. So, Arathon Svalen was one of the first comments, and this person's comment is pretty much par for the course.
Mm-hmm.
There are thousands like it, and it says... This wonderful. This was great. It was long, and it was funny, and it completely makes you wonder what video games will be like in 10 years. LOL. All caps, LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way you did it in 2004.
Yeah, that's the way you did it. And 2014, we would have had Metal Gear Solid 4. Metal Gear Solid 5 was on the horizon.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of the numbers are correct.
Yeah.
Devil May Cry 4 had come and gone.
Yes, it had.
2014, actually, was DMC. Was the reboot,
DMC,
I think.
DMC, yes.
Yeah, which I really enjoyed the demo of, but never actually played the full game. Spikefruit said...
Oh my god.
What?
I just read the comment.
Said, awesome movie, but do you really think Xbox will last that long?
Well, here we are in 2018, and the Xbox has been a thing for almost 10 fucking years.
Yeah, we've had the Xbox, the 360, the Xbone, and now the Xbone X. So I'm looking...
Just do what PlayStation does and give them numbers. You're not special.
Yes, but I think you'll find that Microsoft does what PlayStation don't.
Going to edit that out.
Sacred Dragon. Sacred Dragon, that's spelt SACR3DDRAG0N, said, so true. Poor us, sad face. This is what Trully will happen. This is what Trully will happen.
Some of it Trully did happen.
Yeah.
But a lot of it didn't, which is good.
Oh yeah, but like again, that's one of the main themes of the comments is so many people who are probably the same age that we were at the time, you know, like pre-teens, early teens, basically saying, yep, you're completely right.
Yeah.
This is where we're headed.
Lol, so true. I probably left that exact comment on like some video somewhere about video games.
If we did enough searching, we could probably find a comment that you left really saying, lol, so true.
I really hope that we don't. Because I will have to just disappear forever.
No, unfortunately, Newgrounds' review system is very hard to search and even to browse properly, which is a shame. Silver Shark said, wow, with 11 exclamation points.
I'm glad you can see what number that is, because my brain's melting looking at that.
This is almost the perfect Flash movie ever!
I don't know about that. I mean,
the only mistake I've found is that you focused more on Sony than on Nintendo. Keep up the EXELENT work. PD, not PS, PD, Xbox sucks, GameCube rules!
Fucking yeah, my man, yeah.
And every line of that was just covered in exclamation marks.
It really was.
12 Grunt said, no God, please, don't let that happen. And that's it.
They got him.
They got him. Not all of the comments were positive. I just wanted an example of a lower score. This is from Neuronic Amplifier 2, who said, "Very nice graphics and general flow of the movie, but it seemed slow and uninspired. Sort of like a rerun of Fawlty Towers on PBS."
What? Well, they spelled Fawlty Towers wrong.
They did.
Fawlty Towers is great, so I don't know.
Fawlty Towers is a classic. I mean, it's British, so maybe that's where they got the Fawlty Towers thing from.
Oh, I see. That makes complete sense now.
Yeah. What else is English? Sitcom from 1970. There you go.
Got it.
So at the end of this video, and hopefully you eagle-eyed listeners will have spotted, there's a button to watch the outtakes, and the outtakes are... They're basically like...
They're slow and uninspired, like a rerun of Fawlty Towers on PBS.
They're not great. I do really like... So, Dim, one of the guys that worked on this, he had a series called Another Day, which is a cute frame-by-frame animated series about a blue rabbit that gets in scrapes and makes friends and that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
And there's a bit in the outtakes in which the other two are dumping on him for having the gall to sell t-shirts with this cute rabbit. And as they're saying that, he walks into frame holding two t-shirts personalized for both of the others, and immediately turns and walks away. And I really see, like, there are nuggets of really excellent comedy in here.
Yeah.
And that was just a perfect moment.
I hope they went on to, like, perfect their craft, honestly, because they've got signs of, like, being, like, really good comedians. It's in there.
Well, speaking of hoping what they moved on to do, it's time for Flash! So, the Super Flash Brothers consist of Dim, JT, and Dan, and also there's Tom, who is part of the same kind of thing. They did all sorts of animations all over the place in the mid to late 2000s. They were part of The Matrix Has You, which, yes, we will be getting to. Mm-hmm. They did plenty of their own stuff. They did lots of games as well, including Kirby's Star Scramble, which I remember playing. It was just like a cute Flash game where you're Kirby. They did all sorts of stuff. And then later on, they pivoted away from just doing animations, and now they run SFB Games. Basically, it's a mobile game company.
Yeah.
They make all sorts of really cutely cartoony and well-animated games for Steam, for Android, for iPhone, and so on, including a couple I've heard of.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, I've heard of Detective Grimoire, which is a sort of Phoenix Wright/Puzzle Agent-style adventure game. They've done puzzle games. They've done sports games like rugby golf. And it seems like they're generally doing pretty well for themselves.
They had an Adult Swim game.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that's a pretty good trajectory to go in.
Yeah.
You know, cut your teeth on basic Flash animation, branch out into a bunch of different styles as well.
Yeah.
Like, all of these games have pretty good distinctive looks, and some of them have amazing titles, like James the Christmas Zebra. So that was Decline of Video Gaming. That's the Flash Brothers.
What a trip.
How did you feel when you first watched it? Do you remember, like, pumping your fist like, yeah, got him?
I literally don't remember. I know I've seen it before a long time ago, but I don't remember any thoughts or feelings that were connected to it. So maybe I didn't like it back then either.
Oh, wow.
It might have been because they dumped on Mario and I was like, no, fuck you.
Not my boy. Leave him alone, lads.
Yeah.
I think it's time to move on. And speaking of Mario.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of Mario, this is one that's very near and dear to your heart.
Yeah.
This is Rise of the Mushroom Kingdom.
I can't believe we're about to fucking watch this.
Here we go. Wow.
Yeah.
That was amazingly ambitious.
There are so many levels. There's so much going on.
There's so much going on. I saw this once or twice, maybe when it came out. So I was like 13. Watching it again 15 years later, It is. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And really genuinely endearing.
Yeah.
I love the cinematography.
Mm.
Okay, so like obviously it's a sprite animation, so there's only so much the camera can do.
Yeah.
But what he does with the camera is he swings it around, he zooms in, he zooms out, he's got this great dynamic flow.
Yeah.
You know, like when there's these big battle scenes, you get to zoom in on certain characters, then you zoom out to see the full scale of the conflict.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's genuinely really cool to see someone doing that.
It's really, really well done. Like, even looking at it now, it's like, wow, that's quite, like, what he's accomplished there is quite complicated.
Yeah.
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 And it was not just a simple thing. Like, pretty much every single little bit of that movie had something complicated going on in it.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed, all of it, obviously, but highlights for me included the entire prologue part, the entire first act, where Mario is gunned down in his own back garden.
Yeah.
And then instead of just a simple, oh, okay, he's dead, time for revenge, no, we get a full,
it's a full
like 2 minute long funeral sequence set to the Titanic soundtrack. And we linger. We linger on everyone's grief. We linger on the tears.
Mm-hmm.
There's a small toad child that runs up and puts a tanuki suit on the coffin. And then, like, I assume its parent, like, takes it away. Like,
it
come along now, darling.
Yeah.
Come along.
I know.
Luigi drops to his knees in an original sprite creator had to make.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. And then there's that wonderful sort of like that John Woo shot of the flower falling onto the coffin. And you can tell that the person who made this has like either seen or absorbed through osmosis some actual serious cinema.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, like some of those battle scenes could have been straight out of Seven Samurai. Albeit with a lot of asterisks.
Yeah, Seven Samurai from one perspective only.
Also, I loved the stealth section and the club. I was not expecting the Koopa Club with 2 Ks. I was not expecting Luigi to not only backflip and land upside down on top of the bouncer's head, but then to twist his entire body around, snapping his neck in the process, like John fucking Wick. You know?
It's so good.
It's weird.
That whole sequence is amazing.
Yeah, the amount of times that I just burst out laughing or felt my face hurt from grinning so much. I am genuinely so happy to have revisited this.
One of my absolute favourite things about this, which was the same reason I liked it so much when I watched it originally, is that it uses like the game's logic.
It does.
It completely sticks to the game logic. Like, well, obviously,
apart from the bloodshed.
Well, there's the bloodshed, but
and the
like,
farting.
Well,
and the pee.
Yeah, like I do like that. Like, it doesn't take itself really super seriously, even though people did take this really super seriously.
Well, it's great. It actually kind of manages to keep the tone.
Yeah.
Pretty well. It manages the tonal shift between the gravitas of the funeral.
Uh-huh.
And then the rampant violence and
it's just silly.
And slapstick gore of the rest. It's
I really do love that they use the, and obviously like it takes some liberties with it, but you're like, yeah, that would work. Why wouldn't, there's no reason that wouldn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is a 12-year-old's notebook come to life.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, God. It's so good.
One thing I noticed, and one thing I don't know about the exact date that this was released.
2003.
2003, but when in 2003? Because Final Battle with superpowers in the rain, camera swirling all around, is exactly how The Matrix Revolutions ends. And that came out around the same time as this. So I don't know which influenced which. Yes, I'm implying that the Wachowskis watched and loved Rise of the Mushroom Kingdom.
We could click on it now and see when it was uploaded, I think.
We just looked it up, and yes, Rise of the Mushroom Kingdom did come before Matrix Revolutions. thus making the Wachowskis total ripoff artists.
Absolutely.
Would you like to see what other viewers thought?
I would.
Going back to the very beginning.
The first comment was that. Yeah, it was the first comment, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Left by Artificial. Sniff, I cried. Yeah.
Simple, effective. True.
Yes.
Yeah.
A mini 3D says, awesome sprite work, dude. I know that you meant to make it to be continued, but it would have worked better if you left us on a cliffhanger. Well, they did. Literally did. Were you watching it? He did. Either way, it's an awesome sprite movie, and I like how you layered those Mario sprites to create such depth to the Mario game. Awesome work, dude.
And then he's
Randy... Close bracket.
It's just a great simp. It's a signature, it's just the name Randy, and it's like radiating outwards with power.
It's a very powerful name.
Like the band Sun.
Yeah. It's a very powerful name, is Randy.
Gregors posted
The
first flash of its kind, which is debatable.
Yeah, it's definitely debatable.
I've never seen a serious sprite-based flash before, but this really kicked ass. Down to the smallest detail, this was amazing. When the toads hopped on the Lakitus, that was cool. The funeral was a bit long, but it sent shivers down my spine. Amazing flash.
See, it made him uncomfortable, which is what he was going for.
Yeah. Bob MacPie.
Bob MacPie, yeah, said, amazing, bloody brilliant, I seriously almost cried at Mario's funeral, this is awesome. Please, for the love of God, make more, you have to. That's what he said.
All caps, all lots caps. Of exclamation marks. Yeah. And we've got a couple of negative comments. One of them from 5 years after this was made. Right, Thrasher757 said, in 2008, what? Why did Mario die in a Mario film? That is just not right, man. Other than that, there were good graphics. And most of those words were misspelled.
Yep.
But that's part of the charm.
And then finally. Wolfman9481 says... Wow.
Come on, you can
do it. This is a big brown streak in the briefs of what it could have been.
See, what gets me about that is that the last job I applied for, that's exactly the reply they sent. So yeah, it is one of the most influential, important
Absolutely.
Sprite animations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sprite animation being kind of a lost art at this point.
Yeah, nobody really does it anymore.
Not really. So at the time, sprite animations, basically you would go to a website where you could pick up just sprite sheets that were ripped from the raw files of a game.
Sprite as resource,
yeah. etc., and you would put them together because the animations are already there. You just need to string them together, and then you can loop them in Flash, and you can do all these other sorts of things. But people like Randy Solem went above and beyond and made their own sprites to use.
Yeah, custom sprites.
Custom sprites, color changes, all that kind of stuff. There are so many options and so many things that you could do with sprites.
Mm.
And we'll definitely be talking more about that particular genre in future.
Oh, it's going to come up again.
Yeah, but for now, I think it's time to learn a little bit about the man himself.
Let's learn some stuff about oh, Randy Solem.
In a section that we like to call...
Oh, Flash.
Flash.
So, Randy Solem started making sprite films in 2000.
Yes, he did.
So, this was actually a later work of his. He did stuff before this, which he called Video Game Quickies.
Mm-hmm. They had titles such as Mario Gets Lucky, Curious George Discovers Sex.
Yeah, what you'd expect.
Yeah, bathroom humour, casual cartoon violence.
Yeah, pretty much widely accepted that he almost single-handedly popularised these kind of sprite films with the stuff he did with the video game quickies and obviously the Rise of the Mushroom Kingdom, which inspired, like, he was inspired by someone else whose name I forget,
okay,
but who made a similar kind of sprite film with like a really big fight in it, but it was all 8-bit Super Mario,
okay,
stuff. But he decided he was going to do something similar, but in with the 16-bit stuff.
Yeah. So you said that most these sprites are all from either Mario World or
they're all pulled from Mario World or various Super Mario All Stars,
yeah,
games.
Which is why Bowser is brown.
Yeah. Which is why Bowser looks like, because it's his full body sprite from Super Mario Bros. 3, the Super Mario All Stars version. Sure.
That makes sense.
So he was actually, because of his popularity, he was actually directly supported by Newgrounds.
Wow.
His site, Video Game Director's Cut, which, by the way, if you do, you can still go to it.
VGDC, yeah.
VGDC. But don't try and close the big ad that comes up.
Oh.
Because I tried that, and a lot of windows opened on my computer, and I was like,
Oh dear.
So, word of caution, if you're going to go back there, please be careful.
Yes.
But yeah, he was directly supported by Newgrounds. His site, BGDC, was hosted by Newgrounds.
That's cool.
Which is nice. This next bit, I'm just going to read it exactly as I got it written down here. So,
okay.
In 2004, Randy Solom actually was interviewed on G4 TV's Attack of the Show.
Wow.
Where he managed to get a film of Eggman farting into an air pipe, which creates an air bubble that Sonic inhales on national television.
Oh, that cements him as a fucking legend. That's so good.
It's so, yeah, he did some amazing stuff. That on its own is a fucking achievement.
Yeah, that's
but
wonderful.
Rise of the Mushroom Kingdom was something that, like, I loved to pieces when I was probably should have known better when I was a bit old. I was old enough to really know better, but didn't really.
I don't think this is the kind of thing that you can really outgrow.
Yeah, I think you're right. But unfortunately, like, with all this stuff, it's kind of the kind of the overhanging thing of the whole everything that Randy Solom did was that he did sadly pass away in 2012. There were plans for a fifth installment of Rise of the Mushroom Kingdom, but it all fell through. And I think there were plans for the animation to be finished by fans, but I couldn't find any evidence that any more work had been done on it. After his passing, it's really, really sad.
It is, yeah.
It's a real bummer to end like such a good piece of work on.
Yeah, well, he did leave a pretty impressive range of work for people to enjoy.
He left an impression on a lot of people, myself included.
Yeah. So we are going to finish off this episode by taking a look at our third feature, which is significantly shorter. And will be intimately familiar for anyone who's been on the internet at all, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are going to go for the classic Egoraptor cartoon, Metal Gear Awesome.
Liquid? No, this is McDonald Miller, your old buddy.
Who? Are you from Snake's Revenge?
No, Snake. Don't you remember...
Why is there a helicopter in the background?
It's my stomach, I'm hungry.
Metal Gear Awesome.
Alarmingly, I remember that beat for beat.
Every word.
Yeah, every single word. Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to see why that was so massively popular.
Yeah.
It was the first awesome video game thing that Egoraptor did, or that anyone really did. Where it differs from your average, you know, decline of video game style video game parody thing is the speed.
Yeah, it moves pretty...
Everything moves so fast. You are not, your brain is not given time to catch up and appreciate the jokes so much as it is forced to immediately laugh and move on.
Yeah.
It reminds me a lot of, and this is someone who also got a start at a similar time, Yahtzee and the zero punctuation.
God, yeah.
Because they were so... Because in the similar style, very, very quick talking, very quick jokes. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like it, never mind, there's another never one. Mind. There's yeah. another one happening. There's another yeah. one happening. I haven't actually seen this in a while. And same. I actually... A lot of it pretty much holds up. There are some weird choices that I'm certain that he would not redo.
No.
There are a couple jokes which are just like, eh. There are some very good jokes, like genuinely good jokes. I do like, it's very childish, but I do like the running theme of Snake just shooting people in the head.
And then it was a heart attack.
Yeah, it's a heart attack. It was fine. Yeah. I did enjoy the really scruffy animation giving way to... suddenly well-rendered Meryl's ass. Remember this. This is important.
Yes. Yes.
And I'd forgotten about, and I really enjoyed Snake just turning Meryl's gun into a balloon dog.
And eating it.
And
yes.
swallowing it whole.
Yes.
And also killing a dog with his sweat just geysering out of him. So the animation in this is interesting, and you see this a lot in Egoraptor's early stuff. Is, I mean, he's always had a heavy reliance on stupid facial expressions, which he does very well. Mm-hmm. He's very good at rendering. Mm. But he's also got this sort of author insert style, which was very common at the time, of making, of a certain feature being exaggerated. And in this case, it's eyebrows.
Yeah, I guess it's that as
loves
well.
Him some immense, gigantic, fluffy, angry eyebrows. And that like really scruffy, grumpy face, which he uses a lot.
Yeah,
and it's cute. I think that's the word for it. It's cute.
It's good. It's still really good. Like I said, I remember it pretty much like exactly. Even though I haven't seen it for a long time, like you, I remember like all of it, and I remember like for whatever reason really enjoying like the joke with the DARPA chief, even though it's not.
Well, he's just taking a really yeah. noisy poo.
While Snake's trying to talk to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, it's like with the... it's like with both of the other ones. It's like, just toilet humour is just very easy and
it's
also
very easy.
Often very good.
Yeah. I do also like, right at the end where... he's like, you have to look at the back of the box for the number. He's like, oh, how's it supposed to figure that out? The colonel tells you, oh, I killed him.
Yeah.
And then his friend shoots him.
Yes. Like, So, we should look at some of the delightful comments that were left by the lovely people of YouTube. So, this came out actually in 2006, which is
wow.
later than I thought.
Yeah.
Which is later than I thought.
Still fucking 10 years ago, though.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, well, not quite, but
yeah.
we're not far off.
So, Fatality1 said, "Great Flash. Haha, that's prob the best Flash I've seen for a while. Great when he ate da chick's gun, though. Lol."
Agree.
Which I agree with.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
the best joke
yeah.
in the whole thing. Yeah, that's good. Shutout King says, "This is freaking awesome! I love Metal Gear, and this is freaking hilarious! Watch this movie! If you don't, you are in a mental institution and humping a mental toaster. End of story." And he signs it, "Shutout King."
A mental toaster.
I'm not.
What's one of those then?
So the next comment is a time capsule in text form. So it is written half in leet speak, and it is written by someone called Follower of Foamy 696. Don't worry, we'll get to him. We'll get to him.
Yeah.
And it begins OMFG ROLF DAGOW. OMFG, man, I must have watched this like 10 times now. I love it. And then there's a little postscript which says, DAGOW means drinking a glass of water, by the way. So it's
rolling on the floor, drinking a glass of water.
Rolling on the floor, OMFG, rolling on the floor, laughing, drinking a glass of water.
That's dangerous, shouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Get choked.
Yeah. Kronk, with a C, said, "This is a great movie. I love the bit with Jesus and the black man with diarrhea."
He said, "Yeah, oh yeah," first.
Yeah,
he
oh
said,
yeah.
Yay, oh yay, actually.
Yay, oh yay. Well, that must be why he likes Jesus so much. Because he speaks like the Bible. But, of course, we got a couple of example
dear.
Negative comments that I think you can take.
Okay.
So we'll start with The Cries.
Yeah, The Cries said, "Would have been a great Flash if it wouldn't be about cursing all the time. Why do people think that this is funny? I like your style. You are really talented. Please try to find some good moral sense of humour." What? You're on fucking Newgrounds, for fuck's sake.
It is kind of baffling that someone would make it through Newgrounds. Do you think that the Cries left the same comment on
every single fucking video on Newgrounds?
Because there's so much swearing and cussing. Mm. A lot of the commenters censor themselves, which is nice.
Yeah.
But, dear me, Newgrounds is not a place to go if you don't like cusses.
Icy Flames.
Yeah, Icy Flames.
With a Z. This is the biggest capital J joke, capital O on capital N Newgrounds.
Okay.
Honestly, it had some funny themes, but I would consider it lucky to have passed judgment. What? Yeah. It's not like you got a panel of fucking judges that decide what does and doesn't go on Newgrounds. Let alone get this far. Why do people say graphic?
People say graphics because they're used to video game reviews being the only reviews they read.
Graphics were below average, and the timing was pretty bad in a lot of places. I know you're modest about getting this far, but it was tacky. And just getting this far is quite weird. I don't understand why so many people vote 5 and say things like great graphics, etc. It was a mess, but the idea was good, and it was an okay movie.
I picked out this comment because it's got some kind of constructive criticism. Constructive for Newgrounds. And Ego, you know, in that it actually points out what it doesn't like.
Yeah.
And Ego Router himself responded, saying, yeah, seriously, I'm getting a lot of messages and reviews of people telling me the graphics are great and all, but I don't get it. They're pretty bad. So it's nice, yeah.
So he's like, okay.
Yeah.
He agrees that the graphics, quote-unquote, aren't very good.
Yes. They were badly programmed graphics.
What they meant was animation quality, I think.
Yes. And to finish up, we're going to have a little thought about, if somehow you've never heard of Aaron Hansen, a.k.a. Ego Raptor, this is going to be a fairly short but potent flash.
Mm.
Or,
Ego Raptor.
Got his start in the early 2000s. I remember him being a moderator on the Legendary Frog Forum. It's the Legendary Lily Pad.
Mm-hmm.
I remember he had a... I remember distinctly that he had an avatar on the forum of Phoenix, the guy from Tekken.
Okay, yeah.
With the big hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that his avatar text said, "Listen up, you little schweens." And I'd never encountered the word schweens before, which is why it's lodged in my head. Metal Gear Awesome was his first Newgrounds release, though he'd been doing art for a while as well. And he has continued to do animations up till now, but really.
Mm, yeah.
Like, he's still churning them out now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, his main thing is no longer animation.
No.
His main thing is now being half of one of the most successful Let's Play things in history, because he is half of Game Grumps.
I'm not bitter at all.
It's okay. It's okay. You'll get yours
one day.
One day, V and DLP.
I'm coming for you, Hansen.
Which he now does with Dan Avedon, aka Danny Sexbang, which he used to do with the guy who is less cool. Game Grumps is basically an umbrella under which there are so many different YouTube series where they play video games, they play board games, they've done, you know, like, vlogging, they do convention appearances, they do live shows, they do music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is, we live in a world that is not untouched by the creative hands of Aaron Hansen.
Mm.
And I think, for the most part, we're richer for it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that's about all we have time for. We do not have time to get to the emails this week, but we keep sending them in, and we will... We'll do a bumper episode or something.
Mm, yeah.
If you do want to email in, you can use flashinthepancast@gmail.com. And if you want to follow us, you can do so on Twitter at flashitpancast. That's flashitpancast. Or you can go to flashinthepancast.com. Alex, where can people find you on the internet?
I'm on Twitter at Dexo1. And my YouTube channel is youtube.com/VNDLP.
VNDLP.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find me at Gertrude Perkins, which is Gertrude PRKNS on Twitter. And I also run Non-Articles, which is at Non-Articles, which is stupid puns. So, this has been Flash in the Pan, episode 3. Yep. And until next time, remember to look at the back of the package.
For the codec number.
For the codec number, yeah.
Yeah.
Blam this piece of crap.